Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good Tuesday morning. You heard all that on Sports Radio 610.
So and that's the shot.
Not as foggy anymore.
That's pretty.
Yeah, that looks nice right there.
That looks pretty right there.
Yeah, Zubin. That's New York at its finest.
Speaking of pretty, if you're a Cardinals fan, the most discussed non-quarterback on the market had the last name Watt, W-A-T-T. But this morning it might be Watt, W-H-A-T, as in what? J.J. Watt to the Cardinals, $31 million over 2 years, $23 million guaranteed. And that is the biggest story in the NFL this morning. Before we jump into it, fellas, how's everything going? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance.
It's good. I went to bed too early last night, though.
What's too early?
I probably was in the bed probably around 8:30.
When do you normally go to bed?
I probably go to bed around 11.
So you're getting about 5 hours a night?
Man, I've been not. That's what I do. But I sleep all day, too. So I went to bed too early, and I was up at 1 a.m. So I've been up since 1 a.m.
Zubin, I met a fan of yours yesterday.
Who is this?
I went to Rutgers Hospital in order to get my leg checked out, my graft, because I have a graft in my left leg. And my doctor literally was like, man, Keyshawn's just, he's never wrong, huh? He's never wrong. And I feel like Zubin just always ties it all together. He's great. And I was like, look at that. Rutgers sticking up for Rutgers. I love that.
Jersey pride.
Yes.
Jersey pride. We'll take it. Plenty of pride here for the Cardinals because, Key, this was one of those where I think a lot of people are expecting, like you said, Buffalo, Cleveland, teams that appear to be near the Super Bowl, a guy that could maybe get them over the top. But you think the signing of Arizona, and by the way, I got to give J.J. Watt credit.
Don't tell anyone what I think.
Controlling the process. He announced his release. He announced his signing. But you think the signing with this particular team actually means maybe the market for J.J., which everybody thought was white hot, or red hot, I got now you're in the desert with the Red Sea. Maybe the market wasn't as flush with teams as we may have thought.
Well, you got to think about these things, though, right? When you hear the report, first off, everybody wants to sign J.J. Watt. Oh, my God. Yes. At what price, though, right? Buffalo was all in on him. But Brandon Beam, general manager of the Buffalo Bills, was not going to spend $31 million with 23 of a guarantee, which essentially for the Arizona Cardinals is a one-year deal at $23 million. Mm-hmm. They were not going to do that. So when you start to look at it, you say, well, what was Green Bay? Did Green Bay, were they really interested, or did we try and tie it together because he's from the region? Or because Shaq Barrett and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be negotiating a long-term deal, and he may price himself out of what Tampa's willing to spend based on their finances and their cap issues and all the other guys that they want to sign. So let's pencil him in Tampa. And so when you start to look at it, it's like, okay, he went to Arizona. Why would you go to Arizona? Because if it was about winning that championship, Arizona's not quite there yet. They've got a lot of proving to do. I was on our ESPN affiliate out in Arizona yesterday with Gamble and his crew, and we were talking about the signing of J.J. Watt and where Arizona was at and how far they're away. And when you think about it, yes, defensively, the Heat certainly gives them what they can use as a pass rusher. They went out and got Terrell Suggs, who was a little bit older, obviously, and at the end of his career, they didn't get much out of that. But you got Chandler Jones on the other side, and this could potentially form a tandem as two of the better pass rushers that we've seen in the National Football League as a tandem. You think about guys like Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, or you think about Dwight Freeney and Mathis when they were in Indianapolis. So, and I could go on and on and on with a list of guys in that play the defensive side of the ball and were pass rush specialists. But in the end, to your question, how many real suitors were out there for J.J. Watt? That's me just
picking my key. He got $23 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's definitely about the money. And here's what I laughed at this when I saw it the other day, because Ed Werder had a tweet that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read the tweet to you, Key, because this goes into your cute Kyler Murray conversation that we've been having all year long. Right? That lets you know that J.J. Watt, in my opinion, signed for the money, which I'm not mad about.
Oh, no.
Get your money.
I'm not mad at his money.
But you know,
he was chasing a ring.
Well, you know how sometimes that narrative can be spun, too, to try to make it look like, oh, well, it's about the bigger picture when we know it's really not, right? So Ed Werder says, I was told J.J. Watt's first criteria in choosing his team would be the quality of the quarterback. So this seems to be an endorsement of at K1, Kyler Murray.
Look, Kyler Murray's great in that system, Jay.
Great.
He's fine in the system.
I understand. But I thought if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, if this is an endorsement of the quarterback, like, oh, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen. But it lets you know that the market wasn't like that. It proves your point that this was about the money, and I'm glad it worked out. And if he wants to change this into an endorsement for Kyler Murray, awesome. But that's still in a pretty hard division, and there's still a long way for this team to go.
Look, they won 8 games last year, and they were a game away from potentially getting into the playoffs at the end of the season. What I would say is when you mention those other quarterbacks, you got to look at the defensive side of the ball. I don't know what Buffalo was willing to give him. I have no idea. I don't know if he even talked to Tampa or talked to Green Bay. I have no idea at all. But I could probably bet that those numbers were not even close to what Arizona was willing to do. This is a make-or-break year for Cliff Kingsbury in the desert. Let's be honest with ourselves, right? Steve Wilks got fired after 2 wins. Cliff Kingsbury won 5, then won 8. He needs to take another giant step. He can't go backwards and be 6-10. He can't be 7-9. He can't be 8-8. He's got to take a giant step, which means that they're pushing all their chips to the middle of the deck. And this is also a pivotal year for Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's got to show that he's willing to take the next step in the National Football League. It's okay, so what? You make a Pro Bowl. All right, everybody makes Pro Bowls this day and age. You win 8 games. You're within a system that you've been running since high school. We all understand that. Now it's consistently beating the San Francisco 49ers, the Los Angeles Rams, and the Seattle Seahawks to take over that division. And if they could take that next step by adding J.J. Watt to it, then they win. And if not, it's a 1-year deal at $23 million because the new coaching staff that comes in there next year will certainly part ways with J.J. Watt and want to bring in and build it all over the way that they want to. Plus, it's the year where the Arizona Cardinals will have to make a decision after the season on picking up the 5th-year option of Kyler Murray. So you got all those sort of little subplots that's going on in the desert.
We're asking this morning, J.J. Watt signing with the Cardinals is fill in the blank. We normally play that at another time during the week, but it's as simple as that. J.J. signing with the Cardinals is fill in the blank. Give us the word. Tell us why. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Or just pop the word on Twitter, KJZ.
Stop J. running J. like Watt. That. See, he does a little Mighty Mouse run.
Speaking of run, on the runway, J.J. Watt right off the plane with the Cardinals Twitter feed.
I'm very excited. My wife and I are very excited to be here. Mr. Bidwell, Steve, everybody here has been unbelievable so far. And I'm just excited to get started. I'm very excited to get started, get to work, get to know the people of Arizona. And to go to work to try and help win a championship. And the one thing that I can promise you is I'm going to work my ass off every single day to make you proud. And I'm very proud to be a part of the Bird Gang and the Red Sea. So let's get started.
One thing I would say here is that not only have the Cardinals, like you said, make or break here for Kingsbury, since they went to the conference championship game in 2015, since they got within 1 game of the Super Bowl in 2015, not only have they not made the playoffs, they haven't had a winning record in about a half decade. So if Watt can maybe just get them into the playoffs, understanding it's not a contender situation, you're looking to be quizzical?
I forgot that they went with Bruce Arians to the
They lost to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I forgot that. I'm like, since then, that's right, they did do
7,
that.
7-8, 3-5-8, yet to have a winning record. So maybe just maybe contender is in the eye of the beholder, but if he can get them into the playoffs for the first time in a half decade, it's not the greatest accomplishment in the world, though it would be notable considering you say how tough the division is. Maybe that actually would be a reasonable task simply because it's been barren in the desert. Let's be honest.
Look at it, though, the division, right? Russell Wilson's going to retool that offensive line. Let's just get it out there. Russell Wilson is not leaving Seattle. They're going to retool the offensive line. San Francisco is going to figure out what to do and settle things down at the quarterback spot and get everybody back healthy. The Rams are the Rams. They got the number one defense, although their defensive coordinator is now the Los Angeles Chargers head coach. They got a new defensive coordinator that's going to be calling the shots. They also picked up a new quarterback, and it's not named Jared Goff. It is Matthew Stafford. So they've upgraded at that position as well. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the Cardinals now that they made the biggest splash, I think, in the offseason so far in the division.
I just started laughing yesterday when I heard the news. I'm like, okay, Chandler Jones comes back, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald. Nick Bosa. How's that going to work out for you, Russell Wilson?
Got to get that offensive line together.
And that's where we're going to go next with the addition of Watt and the guys that Jay just mentioned. Key says Russell staying, his offensive line is definitely going to need some work, as Key said, especially if those guys are running right at Wilson. So what does it mean for him? We'll discuss it next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
I want to go to the witness protect.
Key wants to be in WITSEC? You want to be in WITSEC? You can't see your family again? You got to change your identity?
No, man.
It's not
You've been watching
it,
too many crime shows, man.
I watched.
You didn't watch any last night?
A little bit. Just a
see,
few.
Every night.
Before I went to bed, I had to watch somebody get
jeez
investigated. I didn't do it. There's no way. What do you mean you didn't do it? They got your fingerprints, bro.
Oh, jeez.
They planted that, really.
See, Zubin, see how we start sending him down this dark path?
What you in jail for, nothing? Why are you here?
Well, that's why guys from like the 70s and 80s are getting caught, because they had no idea something called DNA would ever come down the line, right?
Give me so your cornbread.
Yeah, you're seeing all these famous cases be solved. It's a little infamous in Seattle right now, because you would think Russell Wilson would be tailor-made, everything he said about the 12s. But now think about the division. Chandler Jones is back healthy, joins J.J. Watt, Arizona's newest addition. Nick Bosa and the rest of the 49ers eventually will be healthy as well. They were walking mash unit, and you know how good Aaron Donald is. Key has said, essentially, look, Russell Wilson needs some help on the offensive line. When Wilson was drafted, part of the advantage of being drafted in the third round is that you can spend around the team on your rookie deal. It's why the Seahawks defense was so good. So Russell Wilson at one point, believe it or not, accounted for about 1%, less than 1% of the Seahawks salary cap, because he was a third round pick. Then he got the big money and he's 15% of the cap. Consequently, and I know you're saying, consequently, the Seahawks went to bottom five in spending on the offensive line. But Key, with all the names we just reeled off, and you know, you said he's staying, what does all of these great, ferocious pass rushers mean for Wilson as the Seahawks try to steady the ship a little
bit? I like the way you made it sound ferocious, like you're throwing him to the Lions' den, right?
A whole bunch of Dan Campbells out there.
Aaron Donald, man. I don't think I need to go further than
that. Well, they've got to address the offensive line, period. They got to do a better job at identifying what they need to shore up the offensive line, whether it's through the draft, free agency, undrafted guys, trades, whatever. They've got to fix some of that. But Russell Wilson also has to get rid of the football. He can't hold on to the football for damn near 5 seconds when he's back there. He can't do that. You've got to let it fly. So a lot of it is a mix of both. And the offensive coordinator has to do a better job of putting him in position to do what they did early on in his career. Allow him to make a splash play here and there, an explosive play. Run the football, dominate. Play defense, lights out. That is what they did for the majority of his career. Russell Wilson just started cooking and throwing the ball over the last couple years, where you started to see gaudy numbers at the beginning of the season, and then things tail off in the end for him. And they've got to get back to doing those things. And if they can get back to doing that, then I think that they'll be right in the conversation again in the NFC conference about potentially playing in the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Jay, the other thing you have to keep in mind here is that the Seahawks actually don't have a first-round pick. It was going to pick 23rd overall, but because of the Jamal Adams deal to the Jets get their 23rd pick, bottom of the first round. You could always get a good, reasonably priced player to protect Russell Wilson, but that no longer is an option.
You know, I started going through the schedule yesterday, Key. I started doing a deep dive because, you know, we always talk about, hey, a win is a win, but how you win, I think, matters. And some of these teams that they were able to beat, I mean, it wasn't like a dominating win. Russell had to really go outside of himself. So a 5-point win against New England, 7-point win over Dallas, a 1-point win over Minnesota, 6-point win over Philly, 5-point win over Washington. And then I started thinking about next year, the teams they have to play outside their division. Man, Packers, Saints, Titans, Colts. Like, it doesn't get easier for them. I see a bigger chance of them regressing more so than moving forward.
But here's what I would say to you about that, Jay. And you know how I am. Don't pay that no attention, right? And the reason I say that, pay that any attention, what does Kansas City look like?
No, I feel you.
You go down, Kansas City beat a team by 5, beat a team by 3, beat a team by 7. Oh, they had a 14-point win. Okay, then you keep going. Or you go into Seattle's history or Pittsburgh's history. Certain teams win a certain way. And so when you look at it, you go and you say in the National Football League, there's not a lot of blowouts. It's a touchdown or less, I would probably say 85% of the time in
this
league.
This is a great moment for me because you're my boy. And we talk every day. So when we start talking about Arizona, he's, I don't care about that. Look how they won that. The Hail Mary. It's the same thing that fits for Arizona then, correct? You find a way to win,
but it's how do they win? Like, how did you win that game? When you're Arizona and you beat Buffalo, yes, you get the W. I don't care how you got it. It's a magical moment. But if you don't contain that dude, man, you know your assignment. Stay your ass on the outside and not let that little dude run around and throw that ball.
See what I did there, Zubin? I got him.
But it's the truth, though. It's the you stay and contain. The coaches go over this every single practice. Don't let him on the outside. If you allow him to get on the outside, he's going to kilt you. K-I-L-T. And so that happens. Guess what? He hits you, you lose. Mm-hmm. If you contain him and keep him in the pocket, you gobble him up, game over, you fly him back home, everybody's happy. Long trip to Buffalo, celebrating with cold wings. Instead of celebrating mad with no wings. That is exactly what happened to Buffalo.
So do you think Seattle will be better than their record of 12-4 next year?
I think they've always been that team that's going to win, give you 10, 11 wins every single year.
I know, but at this moment in time, without knowing what moves they still need to make, everybody else in that division has gotten better. Looking at their out-of-conference schedule, I see them regressing.
It's early, though, Jay.
Fair. I know it's early. Right? That's what I said, at this moment of time.
You got free agency. You got the draft. You got a lot of things. And the number one thing that they need to do is those 6 guys up front. Not 5, 6. Because I have to include the tight end.
Yeah, and you could also make the argument, and this is in the eye of the beholder, that they might have the best guy to pull the trigger to get it done. I mean, you know, John Lynch has done a great job, I think, in many ways. Les Snead has done a good job, but they've regretted some of the moves they've made, and then we'll have to wait to see exactly what happens with Kime in Arizona. But John Schneider's done it over the course of time, and he's got that good simpatico with Pete Carroll.
Simpatico?
So, you're simpatico? We haven't raised that one since
relationship,
August.
Relationship? Connectivity?
You turn on the SAP this morning if you're listening on ESPN Deportes with the simpatico there. But the bottom line is...
I'm worried about some of our listeners... If they have their dictionaries ready.
Yeah, I didn't have it ready to understand, but I'm on. I'm with you, Zubin. Okay. We're on the same page.
I don't think that word is as complicated as many people think it is. But I would say I think the relationship between head
you
coach
must not know who's listening to us. In what regions.
I didn't know it.
I'm gonna stand firm on that one. I think a lot of people know what that means. But that relationship between head coach and general manager has stood the test of time. I'm not saying Shanahan and Lynch isn't great, but Carroll and Schneider have gone through a lot, so you give them the benefit of the doubt.
And Pete is running the organization right now.
No question. Right?
He's running it.
Yeah. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline this morning, we're asking J.J. Watt signing with the Cardinals is fill in the blank.
That's a tough
give
one.
Us your most, yeah, give us your That's most creative answer. Let us know. Is it something with DeAndre Hopkins? Is it unique? Didn't see it coming. Makes sense. Took the money. Whatever. Let us know. On the way, The NFL's Comeback Player of the Year is looking for a new home. There are plenty of options, including coming back to where it all started. That's after Key has this from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. Jay, free of charge. See better, drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
NFL Network reports that the Washington football team will part ways with Alex Smith. One of the rumors will take him to Chicago.
What do Washington's plans at quarterback look like right now?
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Kick it to Bogdanovich. Shot fake back to Conley in the corner. Another double pump.
That's
throws
good.
Up an air ball.
That's excellent.
Rebound Zion.
That is excellent.
To Zoe. Up the floor, Josh
that
Hart.
That is excellent.
The two-hand flush.
We'll talk about the Pels here in about 15 minutes or so. Big spot, ESPN New Orleans last night. Zion had an unbelievable game. 26-10-5. But don't sleep on what Lonzo did last night. I know he may not be there long term. Lonzo, 23-8-7-2 blocks.
Ooh.
Career high. And then Brandon Ingram at 26. They got a nice little nucleus there for sure. And oh, by the way, they beat the NBA's best team, the Jazz, with all of those guys filling up the cup. Again, more discussion on Zion and his place in the league. Interesting little conversation here in about 15 minutes.
By the way, Zubin, he bullied Rudy Gobert multiple times last evening.
And we should mention, from the NBA to the WNBA, the Seattle Storm have re-signed the four-time WNBA champion Sue Bird. This is all a part of Women's History Month. The accolades are there. She's the longest tenured player ever in the WNBA. She's the franchise's all-time leader in a couple of categories. She's the league's all-time leader in assists and games played. That's what happens when you have a 20-year career in one city.
She's been one of the most incredible players in the history of the women's game.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Only one city, Seattle, and they've embraced her for sure. And Black history always on this date in 1962. Will Chamberlain accomplished one of the greatest feats in NBA history and of all places, Hershey, Pennsylvania, by scoring 100 points in a single game, leading to another poll question we have this morning. Who in the NBA could go for 100? Who could drop the century mark? We were discussing it before the show. We'd love your thoughts. 888-ESPN.
Like four.
Only 90 seconds ago.
Seven. I got the seven. I got the seven.
Three-pointer makes it a little bit easier right now. Fellas obviously not there in 62 when Wilt played. But we'll take your calls. 888-ESPN. 888-729-3776. KJZ on Twitter. Who today in the NBA could drop 100 in a game? Sports Center brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Spend your tax return wisely. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. That was said sort of like in a question, as if I wouldn't really have. Come on, Cayman.
Who the hell did that voice over?
Have I been disbarred already? This is the third time we've done this. So here we go. Before we get into the real
case. Was he questioning the honorable part, or was he questioning the Judge Zubin part?
That's a good question. That's probably both would probably be the safe way to go. Before we get into the actual case, I just want to have a quick opening statement, and that would be on Alex Smith. We're going to roll into a discussion here on another guy that's struggling to get back in the league and start in just a minute. But quickly on Alex Smith, going to be released by the Washington football team. Cap hit relief, dead money hit relief, all that sort of stuff is going to have to be there. But sometimes you have to pick one to get the other. I'm going to throw this out to you. Key, I know you said the Chicago Bears is a potential landing spot for Alex Smith, but let me throw this one out there for you. What about, considering I know you don't think he's starter material anymore, and I think most teams agree that you got to hold your breath every time there's a drop back, and that's part of the reason you can't do that. What about a return to the San Francisco 49ers, where he started his career as a backup to Jimmy G? You're not sure about Jimmy G. You want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Alex Smith goes back there. You know he's going to be a good soldier the way he was with Patrick Mahomes.
I think that's all great. San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs, teams like that that have a starter that if something goes wrong, you have a major insurance policy that can hold things together for a couple games.
Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
Good soldier guy, thing, right?
Yep, young guy. A guy's a veteran. Sense. Work with the young guy here and there. Proven young guy can't get it popped off.
Relationship with Urban Meyer. From college.
Yes, going back to Utah. And you think about it. Not everything has to be Rodgers Favre, right? You can step in there and do the right thing.
You're not going to Jacksonville. You're not doing it.
Man, I'm 40 years old. I'm trying to win.
Yeah.
Whatever he is, he's older. He's trying to win.
Speaking of winning, you know who shares the NFC East, of course, with the Washington football team? That, of course, is Joe Judge. I'll see myself. We wish we could get a Joe Judge conversation here for Judge Zubin. But the
was that a joke?
Well, when it doesn't work, you just go through it real quick. I'm just trying to think of other guys.
I love it. You just went through. I was like, wait.
It didn't hit, so I just had to. I just had to keep going.
Have you seen the Gong Show lately?
The Gong.
That was brilliant.
It'd be coming out. Bong,
that was great, Zubin. I love you.
I don't have a gavel. I do one of the classics.
Moving you right along.
There it is.
Court in session. Let's go.
Yes, it should be out of session, apparently, because I'm out of touch, apparently, on the jokes. Okay, so here's the deal. Washington football team has a great relationship with Cam Newton because of the great relationship that Ron Rivera and Cam Newton had together. Then again, as Key told us yesterday, Bill Belichick, despite what people are telling you, also has a great relationship with Cam Newton, and Cam was effusive in his praise for Bill on a podcast last week. So if Cam is available and the Washington football team could grab him for a reunion, or the Pats could grab him for a year two reunion, guys, make the arguments. Key, we'll start with you. What franchise best fits Cam?
I think both do, but I'd feel more toward Washington for Cam. The reunion with Ron Rivera and turning the offensive coordinator. They got a young, talented defense. They got a young wide receiver. They can shore up the offensive line a little bit better, get a better running game going. I think Cam fits. It's not a big learning curve for him. And it's a much weaker division. There's no one really strong in that division. Buffalo's strong in the AFC East.
Understand Buffalo's strong in the AFC East, but Patriots could have beat Buffalo if Cam kept the ball tough.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So Patriots 7-9, and I would ask you this, Key. Currently, who is the greatest coach in the NFL?
Bill Belichick.
Not even a question. We heard Cam on the podcast, I'm an Athlete, talk about the brilliant mind of Bill Belichick. It took a year to learn the system. Obviously, he had COVID. He was out. Other players had opted out. You try to get better wide receivers. Yeah. You add that to the core with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. With the way they run that system, another year underneath Cam's belt, I just feel like that's the best opportunity to him instead of uprooting and then changing again, going to a new franchise, learning new players.
Well, he would be going to a new franchise. Certainly, we'd be learning new players. The system, for the most part, is the same. Both of these teams work, as far as I'm concerned. They both work. I just, because of the relationship, longtime head coach. But then again, the head coach didn't jump on the table for him last season. And so, you know, they went another direction at the quarterback spot. But Belichick gave him an opportunity, a chance. So maybe he stays in New England. I mean, this is one where I'm kind of torn between
both. Yeah, in between both, yeah.
Now, keep in mind.
So I plead the fifth.
Not the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth.
You already said too much. When you plead the fifth, you say nothing. You've given your entire argument. Then you can't plead the fifth after that. One interesting thing is that, you know, the NFC East is the one division that always has rotating division winners. So history would tell you that somebody other than Washington is going to win the division next year. They won it on the final day of the regular season last year to get into the playoffs. That's not to say that's the way it goes, but you're right.
I know,
you don't know what the Eagles are going to do, the Giants,
well,
and Daniel
Jones.
Well,
we know what the Eagles are going to do.
Let's just peg the Cowboys now like we do every year. That seems to work out.
But that could be their main competition because if the other teams are quarterbacked by Daniel Jones or Jalen Hurts and who knows who, it sort of seems like a two-division race at the moment.
It does seem like that because you don't know what Philadelphia is going to ultimately turn out to be. The Giants could be very, very interesting. They got a young core on defense that played solid at times. Daniel Jones, the book is still out on him, but he didn't play awful. He didn't play great. He just was a guy underneath the center at times. I think if the Giants didn't rush him back and instead allow Colt McCoy to kind of play that game that they wind up losing, they win that game with Colt McCoy. They're in the playoffs, and they're in the playoff hunt. Instead, they had to depend on Philadelphia to help them get in, and it didn't work out the way that they thought.
What do you think Cam signs for? Just to fit in money-wise for a team, is that, 12, 13 a year?
I think
you sound like a two-year, maybe a third-year team option.
Yeah, I think he will get not necessarily starter money, but the bottom-tier starter-type money, bottom of the starter money for guys.
With a lot of incentives.
If you stay healthy, if you – likely to be earned incentives.
I mean, that's one of the things a lot of people don't talk about. This is the first year we saw Cam healthy for an entire year. I mean, it was good to see him on the field. I mean, with the exception of COVID, obviously. It was good to see him not have other lingering injuries.
Yeah, it's really amazing how in many cases, and we're going to get Jay a witness here to help his cause.
2019.
Okay.
I know, but
you're right. No, you're right.
The reason I say that,
of course, correct.
Is because
that's
fair. There's this narrative out there about Cam that he's like injury prone. He missed 2019 and 2018, I believe he missed two games. And so, you know, when you look at the course of his career, it's not like he's in and out of the lineup.
Fair. I should have specified. I'm just saying, that injury, like, it's
of course. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, the Twitter people are right there waiting to push. They're ready to get you. Sin!
And keep in mind, many people are given, I don't know why this is for Cam, but many people this particular year, if they struggled or whatever, it's COVID. It's an atypical year. Don't worry about it. For Cam, it doesn't feel like he's getting the benefit of the doubt. For Cam, it's like he had a poor year, whereas if anybody else had a poor year, they would chalk it up to COVID.
They don't like Cam, man.
I understand, but
the
it seems like
the dude don't play the game, and when you don't play other people's game, they whoop you with a pen and a little computer.
Zubin,
by the way, when you walk into the club, you should walk into the club with this music playing in the background. This would be great for Zubin. Judge Mahinty.
First of all, robe.
Zubin doesn't
in a robe, in a black robe.
I bet not catch Zubin in the club. Don't go to any club.
I don't
Zubin.
Need this. We need the yada 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 music.
That yada yada yada. Then you in the club. Then we talking.
How about some talking and a witness for Jay's defense here? Cam to New England. Daryl in New Jersey. You're on ESPN Radio. Hey, Daryl.
What up, D?
Good morning. Cam should stay in New England. There's no way he's supposed to go anywhere else. He should have stayed right in New England. He wouldn't be good in Washington. Anybody you would have put in that situation in New England right now, they wouldn't have.
No, that's real talk.
What's going on, fella?
No, that's real talk,
Daryl. He wouldn't have. Anybody you put in that situation would have made out. And think about it. Cam still won 7 games. He still won 7 games.
Yeah, but he threw 8 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
Yeah, but he had no
Key don't even believe that. He just messing with you.
No, because the only reason why I said it is because that's what people are saying, Daryl, right?
I was one of them.
As soon as you say something positive about Cam, they go, well, he did only throw 8 touchdowns. I'm like, well, first of all, he only threw 8 because they're not throwing the ball down there.
They're not throwing deep balls. Yeah.
They don't have anybody to throw to. Well, he threw 10 picks. Yeah, he threw 10 picks. And so did 9,000 other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Fair, but there were some moments, let's be honest about it, that looked bad.
Absolutely.
There were some moments that looked bad.
Absolutely.
So that with COVID and the inconsistency of it, that can lead you down that path.
He threw some balls in the air, and then I turned my head trying to figure out where they were at. There's no question he was horrible at times. But he also was good. Buffalo, Seattle. I could point to moments and bright moments and bright spots for Cam. But when you are a polarizing figure, Jay, as you know, People are going to look to do anything to dislike you. That's just what it is. But guess what? They keep watching him, and they keep paying attention to him, and they keep talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what happens.
We'll see. And if Belichick wants you, I don't think there's anything more that you need for an endorsement if indeed they are going to be back together. And as Jay said, the best coach in the NFL today and the best coach in NFL history wants something to do with you. That should probably tell you something about what this guy has left. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline. Continue to pile in with your witnesses. Give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll send it to the jury a little later this morning. Compelling arguments for both sides. And if it means anything, I know we're just having the discussion. Last year, Cam had essentially one suitor of the 31 other NFL teams. This year, it does definitely seems like there are more than one team that would be interested in his services. Cut around this time, a few weeks, maybe about cut around 51 weeks ago. So
yeah, but the free agent market was dried up, mm-hmm. and there was no teams available. He was coming off an injury. Nobody could work him out. Pandemic was thick. They couldn't get medical on him. And guys, teams have got to move on. They yeah. can't sit around. It's almost like the Deshaun Watson situation. At some point, you've got to address him if you're Houston, because teams are preparing for the season. What are we going to do with the draft? Are they trading Deshaun or not? They're trading. A lot of that has to do with where people set their boards at in free agency, what they want to do. Some things affect other things, and so he's available now, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Couple more things. Court is now back in session, even though I never really gaveled us to get us out of here. Let's get back in it, because you guys definitely want to talk about it. To Key's point, cut in late March, signed late June. It was officially announced by the Pats in July. So basically, he was cut and had 3 months to sit out there. But as Key said, NFL business was essentially put on hold. It's not going to happen again this year.
People were scared of his injury. Yeah. They didn't mm-hmm. know what it was. Mm-hmm. They're like, we don't know.
Doesn't seem like it's going to take 3 months to get a new team. Couple of options. Key has mentioned the Washington football team. Jay has mentioned, obviously, the New England Patriots. Hugh in North Carolina, you've got a third option. What do you have here?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love you guys.
What's up, brother?
I believe the New Orleans Saints, and I hate the Saints, but I believe the Saints, they can give him a little bit of money to make him feel good, but they have a package of plays with Taysom Hill. I just think it makes a good sense, because Sean Payton will be able to utilize Cam Newton's skills, insert him into that offense, and Cam will have all the weapons he needs, both from the running. Cam's really good at throwing to the running back, you know, so with all the running backs in New Orleans, I just think it makes the most sense, because he can get a little bit of money. They got the room to give it to him, and I believe Sean Payton is smart enough to rebuild that man's career.
I hear you on that, but, like, first off, I got to figure out the Drew Brees situation first and foremost if I'm Sean Payton. And then, Key, I'm going to stay with Jameis Winston. Look, he's had a year with us here. He understands our system. He knows how we run things. And plus, I think the potential of Jameis Winston long-term is in the best interest of the Saints.
I didn't know you was part of the staff.
I'm just saying. It makes sense.
No, they're not interested in that. They got quarterbacks under contract, and Jameis is a rhythm. He's a volume rhythm passer, where Cam is not as accurate as the West Coast system and Sean Payton are used to, or what they need. New England, Washington, and I'm sure there's a couple other little teams that's out there that I'm not even thinking about right now at the top of my head that potentially he could maybe make some noise with. I mean, you still got Chicago.
Chicago's still there.
You still Chicago. Are they willing to get an aggressive dog in there like Cam, a leader on the offensive side of the ball, a very astute, smart quarterback that understands his position and what it is that he needs to do to help a team win? Or do they want to go in another direction? Much like you said, though, Zubin, he won't be waiting long.
Key, let me go on a tangent for 1 second. Just let me ask you about my Chi-Town Bears here. Why hasn't people started to talk about maybe about Jameis Winston potentially? He's a free agent, right? Mitchell Trubisky. I know you're not doing that.
I'm not. If I'm Jameis Winston,
I know you're not doing it. But I'm saying for Chicago, right? Like, that's a name that you should probably hear floating around internally,
but
right?
Are you going to overpay Jameis Winston to become your quarterback, to leave a situation in New Orleans that he can learn and study under Sean Payton, if Drew Brees comes back, or he could be the starter if Drew Brees decides to walk away? If I'm Jameis Winston, the only place I'm thinking about is New Orleans.
I hear you, but I mean, couldn't you use that as leverage for 1 second if Drew Brees is deciding to come back? Like, hey, look, I don't know how long Drew Brees is going to come back.
Yeah,
and play
I'm 20.
For.
What, Jameis? 25, 26 years old?
He's around there.
I'm still a puppy.
Yeah, I understand that's a better long term.
Yeah, I'm a play the long term play. I'm not. I didn't already have my opportunity as a full time starter. I'm going to sit tight for 16 more games and see where it goes.
Then who can we get, damn it? Who can the Bears get? We need somebody.
We need somebody.
I mean, we keep throwing out options left and right. Cam.
I'll run.
Jameis,
if I can't get Cam, I know Alex Smith from my Kansas City days.
I don't want to do that long term in Chicago. Like, I just don't know what the long.
It's not long term.
Short term gap. Yeah, then you draft, you move up, you draft a quarterback.
I'm going to get fired. So. I'm just trying to sign somebody to get underneath the center if I'm Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. Somebody that is capable of being in a position where there's no panic that sets in. Cam Newton, Alex Smith come to mind. Maybe even I visit an Andy Dalton who's played in hostile environments and cold weather in Cincinnati.
You going to say his name? Who? Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Man, I'm not fooling Fitzpatrick, man.
All right. I'm going to go back to the well
Yeah,
here.
Bring it back. Sorry.
How about Cortland Sutton? Joe Judge didn't work. How about Cortland Sutton?
What about him?
We're in court.
Oh.
That didn't work either. 0 for 2.
Man,
okay.
Oh, jeez.
Enough!
We just lost our audience, man, messing around with you, Zubin.
I'm trying.
Cortland Sutton.
I'm like, what
like
about him? He plays receiver.
Mike in St. Louis.
Zubin just lost. Audience, come back. Bad joke. He's off Comedy Hour.
Mike in St. Louis. Give us a team we haven't heard of.
I was just curious if what you guys thought about Cam maybe getting back to the old days when he was more elusive and going to the Steelers and bringing back that old school Ben feel. Throw it downfield, let him try to avoid some tackles, build up the whole line in the draft.
Mike, thank you. Let me ask you a question about Ben real quick. I appreciate Mike bringing Ben up. This seems like a weird – I'm going to go – this little sidebar discussion for the judge here. Judge sidebarring here. This is something I've thought about the last couple of days. We haven't had a chance to get into it. It's a perfect opportunity when Mike brings it up. You guys may poo-poo this and roll your eyes because I know Ben has not exactly been a Boy Scout and he's had a couple issues off the field. However,
really?
No, for sure. But do you think, why do you think the Steelers are treating him like this?
I don't think they're true. How are they treating
Here's
him?
Here's what I mean. I just think the way, it was nice and tidy with J.J. Watt, right? It was nice and tidy exit. But Colbert, I understand he was honest, but he's coming out and he's sort of like, look, this is a 17-year vet, face of your franchise, helped you win 2 Super Bowls. Listen, Ben, I don't know if we can bring you back. Not at this cost. We have to really sit down and think about this. I would have those conversations with him privately. I do respect the fact that Colbert actually says things when other people don't when they sit in front of the media. Mm-hmm. But if I'm a legendary player for a franchise, like you were at Duke, you were Super Bowl champion with the Bucks, if I had an issue with a player like that, that had been the face of my franchise for nearly 2 decades, and granted, he's a drama queen, put us in a couple bad spots, but he also gave us a couple chips. I just feel like they've treated him badly in the public eye.
I don't think so.
In the public eye.
I don't think so at all. I think that they were being honest in saying, hey, we've got to assess the situation.
I think they could have softened it. That's all I'm saying. But what he's meant to the franchise.
It's not that they can't solve it. They haven't gotten there yet.
Soften.
Oh, soft.
Soften.
I just feel like he deserves that.
What are they supposed to say?
Well, I just, you know, everything Kevin Colbert said publicly.
Okay,
I think,
so if
but
I
that
say,
was leverage from
so,
a business
so,
perspective.
So if
though.
I say we haven't made a decision on what we're going to do, what are you going to say?
As a, what do you mean? As
if
a reporter,
if I said, as Kevin Colbert, the general manager, says, we haven't made a decision what we're going to do with Big Ben yet, what are you going to say as a reporter?
I think that's a conversation stopper. I could simply say, look, free agency is not until March 17th. We have the 24th pick. Ben says he wants to come back. He's meant so much to the franchise. I think you could easily
filibuster that. But why haven't you made the commitment on it? What are you waiting for free agency for? Why are we waiting?
Well, I think the cap hit, right?
No, I'm asking you. You said it needs to be softened. How would you soften it?
I think, you know, Ben is scheduled to make the largest single cap hit in the history of the NFL for one season, but Ben is clearly towards the end of his career and he's been hurt, so we need to figure out a middle road that we could have. They essentially said,
you just said he's been hurt, he's at the end of his career, it's a cap hit, so you're saying the same thing Kevin's saying.
But I think you got to say it differently.
You can just say we're having conversations behind closed doors about this.
That's what
I hear you.
He deserves that. I think he deserves that for what he's done for the franchise.
I respect that.
Yeah, man, we got to figure it out.
No, I think the conclusion is the same.
I'm not giving him a pass.
Man. Cortland Sutton. We'll be
on
back
the way.
Later.
Cortland Sutton. Cortland Sutton is adjourned. What will the Bears do at quarterback next?
Womp, womp, womp.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.